Good morning, leadership team. This is Dave. I hope you're having a good morning. Let's see, it's about 7 o'clock in Arizona that you're finding your way into your day, and or whenever you listen to this, that your moment is filled with the right mix of peace and challenge and happiness, and that you're moving through your day with meaning and also just fun. All right. I want to respond to our conversation the other night and Mary's email, and appreciate again, Mary, your willingness to share your thoughts. Here's the first thing I'd like to say. We need to communicate to people who are part of our community who are struggling that we understand that we've made changes that do transform how Aldea will have community in the future. We know we've done that. Too quickly move to the exciting new thing we're doing will only cause some people to be more disappointed in that new thing and long for the past. So I think the first thing I'd really like to encourage all of you to do, if you're having conversations with people who are currently part of our community, and I would define that as someone who has regularly been with us over the last year and a half. If somebody hasn't participated at all in our community over the last year and a half, and they stopped in any way coming, participating, engaging, giving, I mean, however you wanna describe, you know, engagement of someone. If they stopped, you know, in January or February and have not in any way been involved on a consistent basis, not a, you know, every week, or but they've not really been part of the community, and all of the sudden they're now really concerned, that's a different, I think that requires a different kind of conversation than the one that I'm talking about right now. We still can be compassionate to that person, but that's a different conversation. I'm now speaking about the person who has been with us this entire time. We need to let them know that we know that this is a big change and that we're making a big ask, but that we are making the ask with excitement. Not like, well, I know, but you know, can you give it a try? Or I understand. Not that's not a big ask. That's an apology. The big ask is we know we've made a transformation here, like we did 20 years ago. This is as significant in some ways as the first transformation, and we know it's big, but we're excited about it, and we want you to come with us. We want you to come with us. So I think that's the first thing I want to say, is that when we bump up against somebody who has been a part of us and is struggling with the transformation that has occurred, I think we should be compassionate and we should be simultaneously excited about our future, and we should make the ask in a way that I think Gene actually did this on one of our Zoom calls. Make the ask in a way that is like, hey, stay with us. Take 6 months and really see where this goes. Stay in it with us. We are making a change, but let's see where this goes. We're excited about where it's going to go, and we're excited about the potential reach of Aldea across the country and beyond. Stay with us. That's the first thing. So we're talking about people who are currently part of our community who are struggling. The people who have not been currently part of our community, we can still have a compassionate conversation with them and like, yeah, we've really made this change and we know it's a, we're very excited about it. We've talked about it over the last year and a half. Dave shared some things with our community at the end of 2020 and early 2021 about a new sort of distributed network model that we were going to do. And we did that at a State of Aldea. And then the leadership team has been talking and deciding and discussing. And we have come to something that's really different. And we recognize that. And we invite you to give it a try. That's the end for me of the conversation with someone who hasn't been part of our community in the last year and a half, but now wants to come back and confess unhappiness. We can still be compassionate. We can say, we've been talking about this, and we can say, give it a try, and we can move on. But the person who's been part of our community, right, and has really walked with us over the last year and a half, if they're struggling, we need to do way more. And this is what I heard on Monday night. We need to do way more to try to help that person. So that means that we would be talking about probably between 30 and 40 people max, because that's really where our community has been over the last year. We've probably, let's even say it's 50 people. Let's say that we've been able to maintain and consistently, not weekly, but consistently 50 people have come in and out of our community through workshops and through other things that we're doing. So now we're talking about that group of people, and then we're going to narrow that sample a little bit down to the people who are struggling to see how they could be involved. Because some people are already like David, your group, right? You did it. You met, you're going. But there are other people in that 50. Let's say there's 25 people in that 50 that are struggling. Then I think we should help them get in a group. That 25, not the other unhappy people who haven't been involved. I want to say something here, and I mean this with compassion. I don't feel we owe them anything at this point. They made a choice in early 2020 to disappear, hoping that they could just arrive sometime after vaccination and our community would simply go back to what it has been. But there has been an evolution. Some of that evolution has been below the line, and we've been talking about it as a community of leaders. And some of that evolution has been above the line. We've talked about all of this multiple times above the line over the last year and a half. So, but that, and I'm not saying that because that means people should just already be able to digest it and be okay with it. I'm just saying, if you've been part of our community, you know we've been headed this direction. Okay, so there are two kinds of people who may be struggling right now. One, the person who is part of our community, and we owe it to them to do what we can to help them cross the bridge into the new world. I want to talk more about that in a minute. The second person who's struggling is the person who disengaged right at the moment of the virus. Maybe even came once or twice and said, "This is not for me. I don't like this. I'll see you on the other side when we can get back to what we were doing." That person, I think we can give them compassion, invite them to check it out, and move on. We don't owe them angst or energy. We don't owe that to them. But to our current community members, we do. We do. So for our current community members, here's what I would like to suggest. As we identify that group of, say, 50 people who are struggling and don't know if they know how to get in a group. I think we should create a list and we should reach out to them. I can reach out. Michelle can reach out. Some of you can reach out. Rob can reach out. Kevin can reach out. I think we should reach out to people and we should do our best to try to help that small sample of people who are part of our current community, part of that, say, 50 or 60 who are struggling. We should try to help them form a group with some of the others who are struggling. And I think we can do that because it's not a very big group of people. Now, if they don't want to do that, then I think what we say to them is, we still want you to be part of our community. If you don't want to be in a small group, you still belong in our community. We want you to come to things we do on ground, socials, a ladies' tea in Tucson, or a Habitat for Humanity build, or a wonder walk at Sabino Canyon. We want you to come. You're part of us, even if you don't want to be in a group or that part of us isn't for you. You can watch the stream. You can use the guide. You can use it as a reflective tool for yourself. Beyond that group of people, then where we need to spend our energy is figuring out how we construct a world where people who are excited about Aldea can understand how they can connect in a group. And they can do that one of two ways. They can start a group because that's easy for them. They don't need any help. They know a few people. They start watching our stream and they're like, oh my gosh, love this. Colin Sandy right now. And we're going to watch it. There are a lot of people in the world who will do that. That's not a small group of people. And in fact, at first, that may be the type of person who is most attracted to our new world. Is an evangelist, right? We all are evangelists for things. We all are evangelists, but some of us are even more extroverted in our evangelism, like, hey, come with me, come check this out. So that's one group. Then the second group is the group that's like, okay, I'm hearing this, love this stream, think this is great, want to be a part of this, but whoa, I'm not sure about this group thing. We need to figure out if there is a way that we can scale helping people form groups. And I don't have the solution to that. I want to be really honest with you. I don't have the solution to that today, but I am committed to finding, if there is one, let's find it, or find them, as in there are multiple solutions. If those are digital, if those are technological, And if they are also a kind of education we provide for people, and if at some point we get to a point where we have on our website, live in this area, and you're looking, you know, for another people to be involved, if that's how we do it, I mean, that doesn't feel good to me personally. It feels like that could be like, you know, could cause issues. Like someone shows up at something and it's like, a bad date. That's why I think the best place to start this is with friends, with people who I trust and I already know. And then groups grow from there. But I am committed to finding ways we can scale. And this is really important because what we need to do for our Aldea community members who are currently struggling is not scalable. But it is our responsibility to do that for them because they're part of our current community and we need to do everything we can to help them make the transition. Now, the good news is our community is very small right now, so we can help that group of people in short order, really, if they want that. If they don't want that, then that's a whole different thing. If their struggle is, I don't know if I like this whole enchilada and I want the old enchilada, then we can encourage them, hey, try, keep walking with this. But if they are like, I don't know how to get in a group, I want to try this, but this is, I don't know how to do it, then we need to make every effort to try to matchmake and bring them into a group where they can root, take root. But then what else we can do to scale our mission and help people get in groups? I'm all for, as long as it's scalable. As long as it's scalable. And by scalable, I mean we can do it for 50 people and we can do it in some version for 5,000 people. Because that's where I see this going. 5,000 people in our community would be small in my thinking. I think that would really be something that's attainable in 2 to 3 years, and maybe more than that, because the scalability of the model doesn't require a lot of investment on our part to make it work, and it doesn't require a lot of investment for people to make it work on their end. On their end. People can feel like they're part of our community, and they can really be part of our community by coming regularly to the stream and using the guide. And if they were, and then the last sort of metric there would be, they're contributing. If they were doing those things and they never were in a group, to me, that's an Aldea member. But we know that one of the things we want to convey is the power of transformational conversation and relationships. That's important to us. So at that point, we can do things that scale. And if you study the idea of scalability in the entrepreneurial world, what you do sometimes has to shift in order to continue to scale. So what we may need to do to try to build a national audience right now may need to look different than what we would need to do if there were 5,000 people already in the community. But I just want you to know, I'm committed to anything we can do that is scalable and doesn't crush us from an energy perspective, because we are small and don't have a lot of, we have very constricted or constrained resources right now. So we have to find ways to scale in ways we can sustain. And whatever those are, I'm committed to finding those. And I'm also committed to paying special attention to the people who are part of our community and who want to be in a group and are having a hard time figuring out how to do that. So I'm going to ask that you all think about the people who are part of our community right now. That is, they have been consistently, not weekly, but consistently a part of us. So like, you know, for instance, this could be someone like Kim Bingham, or Ileana, or Fred, or Larry Dyer, or someone who, I mean, we could probably name most of them because we've seen them so frequently over the last year and a half. Or they've regularly come to events and our Sundays. Karen Autry. On we could go. People who are committed and are in. That group of people, when you think about that group of people, who do you know that is struggling, wants to do this, but is having a hard time figuring out how to get in a group? Could you email that back to me? And we're going to create a list and we're going to do our best to compassionately help them connect. And then we're going to figure out smart, scalable, sustainable ways to help people be in groups in the future. We need to be compassionate around this transformation. It's a big shift. There's no doubt about it. It's a big shift. For the people who aren't really a part of us anymore, we can be compassionate and invite them. But I do not believe we need to stay in the angst with them. For the people who are part of our community right now and who have walked with us over the last year and a half and are in, if they're struggling, we need to be compassionate. We need to invite them to take the risk in an exciting way. And we need to do everything we can to help them connect into a group if that's what they want. And then we need to scale. This is exciting. This is exciting. And we can excitingly and in a forward-looking way even help people who are struggling. So if you could send me the names of the people who are currently in our community, who are struggling, if you know they're struggling to try to find a group, or they're just struggling in general, let's create a list of those people and let's help them. And let's see where we go. Thanks for taking the time. I know this was longer, but these are important moments. And I will also look forward to your feedback. If you want to talk with me about any of what you've heard here or push back on any of what you've heard here, let me know. Just give me a call. But I think we all agree that for the people who are part of our community right now and want to be and have really walked with us over the last year and a half, we do need to help them connect in any possible way we can. I hope you have a good rest of your day.